I'm Andy Bates. Welcome to Faith and Family. We have a great week ahead of us. I know it's Friday and I'm talking about a week ahead of us, but today starts something fun and new for us here on Faith and Family, talking about our Concordia universities. We talk about them every once in a while. Today, we're going to talk about a special event at a Concordia University in Chicago about a program specifically for students looking at church vocations. We'll talk about that in the second half. Coming up in just a little bit, our first guest will talk about the Concordia University system and the Concordia difference. I want to say thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University Wisconsin, for supporting Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO. You can find out more about them on our website, kfuo.org. Look for the sponsor section there. Joining me by phone today, Dr. Dean Wenthe, president of the Concordia University system. Dr. Wenthe, welcome to Faith and Family.
It's a privilege to be with you.
Thanks for being my guest. Dr. Wenthe, tell me about, I'd like to talk about the Concordia University system today, but before we get to that, I'd like to talk about your education and why a Lutheran education and why higher education are important to you, why you've been involved in Lutheran higher education for quite a while now.
Well, yes, and it all began with the Concordia University system in a far-off epoch in Milwaukee. I went to Concordia College at its earlier location. It's now moved to a lovely campus on Lake Michigan. But what I received there and later at Concordia Senior College was a superlative education. I was a beneficiary of wonderful teachers who not only knew their subject matter but took an interest in all the students, their emotional and spiritual welfare as well as their academic ability. And I think the ultimate kind of blessing that good academic training bestows is that the Christian witness can go forward in an articulate and responsible fashion, whether it's a church worker or a lay person. They're equipped to speak about Christ and the saving message of the gospel with an awareness of history, of philosophy, of cultural changes, and by God's grace to recommend the Christian vision of reality to their friends and neighbors.
Let's talk about the Concordia University system. We have 10 institutions of higher learning when it comes to universities and colleges, correct?
Correct.
And tell me a little bit about the history of the Concordia University system, the colleges, universities that make up this organization.
Well, in their origin, and they began very quickly after a synod was formed in the mid-1800s, and in the latter 1800s, beginning of the 1900s, they imitated the German Gymnasien system. So they frequently had a high school program where young people would come after the eighth grade, and they would go through high school and then have 2 years of college and go off to their training for the church or in other professions. And with time, however, it became very important that the colleges and universities bestow a bachelor's degree. For example, that was required if anyone was going to be accredited in a state teaching program or for the pastoral candidates to serve in the military as a chaplain, required a bachelor's degree. So in the 50s, 60s, 70s, some of the two-year colleges quickly moved to four-year and bachelor-granting degrees. Today, most have not only bachelor's degrees, but master's and, in a few cases, doctoral degrees.
The education that's received at a Concordia University, how is that different than what one might experience at another institution, whether it be a private institution or a state college?
Well, I think it's unique and wonderful in that the Concordias are informed by a vision of reality that says human beings are God's creatures, that God is interested in each and every human being. that they are created to enjoy all the wonders and beauties of the world, including family life and the vocations to serve neighbors. Where we differ particularly in a kind of a shorthand is that many universities and even some of the most prominent ones are not prepared to talk about the meaning of human life. They're not prepared to address why we are here and where we have come from and what we are to do as ethical people. In fact, there's a crisis of meaning in many people's minds in some of our higher educational cultures because of this. The view that is espoused there is called the utilitarian view of knowledge, so that you learn to succeed, you learn to compete, but you don't learn to do what is good or to serve what is beautiful and wholesome for your neighbor. Now, of course, there are many exceptions. There are lots of distinguished Christian schools. There are some who have kind of a high secular view of ethics. But overall, the predominant view of many colleges is that human beings are transitory and material beings only, so that they lack the ability that the Concordias have to address the soul and the heart of their students as well as their minds.
What about church work programs that prepare individuals for future vocations, lives of service in the church?
We have a rich variety of offerings. Young women who want to be deaconesses can come and prepare for that very unique and wonderful role in the church. Young women who want to be teachers in parochial settings or in public settings can come. There are also wonderful professional opportunities. We have a pharmacy school. We have physical therapy schools that are obviously available to both young men and women. And the church vocations are particularly at the center of the Concordias because they hold up and young people give their lives to the Christian gospel. They are committed to talk about the good news of Jesus. And so they influence their peers in the university. They are wonderful witnesses to how God blesses a life that is defined by his goodness and grace.
What are the different types of church work for students or for men and women who can study at the Concordia Universities?
You know, I've mentioned parochial school teaching and deaconess work. We also have a director of outreach program that is on several campuses, and a number of the campuses have pastoral preparation, so it's kind of a unique liberal arts program that prepares a young man for the seminary. Beyond those, I want to mention that we also feel that those who aren't going to be full-time in church work, nonetheless, as Christian women or men, as they go out to be a pharmacist or to be a nurse, that they carry with them the Concordia kind of vision, that they are doing this because they believe that human beings have wonderful worth and value in God's plan, and that they want to hold up God's redemptive work through Christ so that people can understand life is a wonderful gift and it's meaningful to live in service to God and one's neighbor.
How are the Concordia universities and colleges countercultural?
I think on a couple levels. The one that we've alluded to is that they are willing, unlike many secular institutions, to talk about who stage of addressing the meaning of human life, and they're willing to come and share the witness of sacred scripture, the witness that the world provides. I think many of them hold up the reality that we see God's handiwork in the world all around us. There's lots of evidence that this is not the result of chance. At the same time, they are prepared to hold up that the heart of God, and not only his handiwork, but the heart of God has been revealed in his gift of his Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior. So those are lights on a hill in the culture of higher education, to hold up that beautiful vision to young men and young women. If you contrast that with a young man or woman who is persuaded that they are only here today and gone tomorrow, that can lead to depression, despair, experimentation with various substances, and to a life that is without definition, that is good for the individual and for their families and their neighbors. And so the benefits of the Concordia University go beyond the classroom to kind of the whole life of a student, that they can, whether they're single or married, live with joy and delight and thanks to God every day for the gift of life. And if you go to some of the most prestigious universities, there is an allergic reaction to such questions. They simply want to attack and question anyone who says this is the truth about who we are. The Concordias are prepared to say that we believe what Jesus said when he expressed it, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So it's a beautiful and rich rendering of human life that is hard to find on many campuses, though, of course, we are grateful for the campus ministries that are sponsored by our church.
Tell me about the Lutheran identity statement that the universities recently shared within the past year, I believe it was.
Right. This is very exciting. I'm just thrilled because it kind of sets the tone for the whole educational enterprise. And it asserts in a kind of a paraphrase that I'll provide that at the beginning of time, the triune God created all things. That Jesus Christ, true God and true man, is the only way to God's mercy and grace, that human life is precious from conception to natural death, that marriage is a holy gift between a man and a woman, over against assumptions in higher education that men and women are only transitory and material beings. That was approved by all the presidents, by their boards of regents, and then the convention this past summer affirmed it and expressed solidarity with the stance that the presidents and their boards had taken. That's a courageous and a beautiful statement, and very counterculture the normal kind of secular university view.
What do you think, what do the Concordias have to offer that would be a draw for students today? What is something that really stands out about the Concordias that's a draw for them? And then we'll talk about where the Concordias are located in just a little bit.
Okay, good. Well, I think the draw that really should be a compelling and winsome one is twofold. First, you'll recognize when you go to the campuses, the chapels are prominent. There are statues of Jesus and Martin Luther. It's clear that there's a religious and meaningful component at the core of each Concordia. The second feature that I think is going to really impact a prospective student are the people. They are unique. The administrations, the faculties, the staffs really do care about the students. And one of my responsibilities is to visit the universities over a three-year period. And without soliciting any response, students voluntarily talked about how excited they were about the faculty's interest in them, and how, you know, one student said that when they missed class, immediately there came a phone call to inquire about if they were healthy, if there had been some, you know, event in the family that had prevented them from coming. So it goes beyond a kind of a professional relationship into a very personal commitment on the part of the administrations and faculties. In fact, in several cases, students volunteered that the president of the institution knew all their names, that he could greet them. Another president is famous for hugging students as they leave chapel, and that he's always there when he's in town. So you get a community of care, a community of character that is, I think, very compelling. And so the chapel life and the community combined. And my hope and prayer is that families and students will visit the campus, campuses of our system, to experience that thing firsthand.
Where would we find Concordia universities or colleges?
We are throughout the United States. I'll begin on the East Coast with Concordia College, Bronxville. It's located in a very strategic location near New York City. Then two institutions are now combined in one at Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, located along a beautiful bluff on Lake Michigan. You have Concordia College, Chicago, that is in a very strategic position as well in River Forest, so students have access to all the cultural amenities of Chicago. Concordia University, St. Paul, of course, benefits from the Twin Cities and is in the center of Lutheranism up there. Concordia University, Seward, is beautifully positioned on the prairie in a small town. And students have quite a variety in terms of if they like small towns, big cities. There's a Concordia that can match their interests. Concordia College, University Austin, is enjoying a new campus and a wonderful setting in a kind of an exploding area of the United States. Austin, Texas, is one of the fastest growing cities in the U.S. And then on the West Coast, we have Concordia University, Portland. We have Concordia University, Irvine, California, just outside of Los Angeles in the Orange area. And both of those universities bring the gospel to the kind of vibrant, fluid cultures of the West Coast. And then finally, Concordia College in Selma, Alabama, has been a historically black college and is in a smaller town, but serving a very needy African-American community.
So we have Concordia universities and colleges across the U.S. serving students of the United States, but also many international students, I understand, come to the Concordia universities as well.
Right. We have them from everywhere, and that's enriching us. You know, in fact, your listeners might enjoy knowing that our enrollment is steadily increasing. If you combine the student numbers throughout our system, we're over 36,000. So it's a major kind of educational spectrum. And I'm amazed as I go around at how many people come from the Pacific Rim, you know, people from Korea, people from Japan, from China. We also have, for example, at Concordia Chicago, people from Saudi Arabia coming. At Concordia St. Paul, there's a significant Hmong and Islamic students that come and are, you know, able to hear the Christian gospel. Bronxville sits at the crossroads of many cultures and enjoys many international students. And throughout the system, I should add that there are significant populations of Hispanic students.
Anything else you'd like for us to know about the Concordia University system today, Dr. Wenthe?
Well, you know, I'd like to end on kind of the note that we started on, and that is it's the distinctive character of this system, that they are proud and grateful to announce the wonder, the beauty of the Christian message, that we are God's creatures, that God has a profound affection for us, that he's given his very Son to be our Savior and to lead us into a life of service to our neighbors throughout their various cultures, and to serve him with integrity and with a contrite heart that reaches out in a not in a kind of bombastic way, but in a humble desire to share the good news with all who will hear.
How can we find out more about the Concordia Universities?
I think the first step I would take is to identify the one closest to you and contact them and arrange for a visit. I think that's just very important. If you can get your, feet on one of the campuses and then compare and contrast with other campuses, I think we'll stand out and be a very attractive alternative. I know the prospective students and parents are invited to sit in all the classes and to eat in the dining halls, to visit the residential halls. There's a culture of hospitality that I would invite people in, because that's where the learning will really take place in the campus environment. And as a follow-up, if you want to write the Concordia University office at Senate headquarters, those inquiries can be directed to me, and we will see that you get answers to your questions and send appropriate literature. But I think the best avenue into the culture of the Concordia University system is to visit one of the campuses.
Dr. Dean Wenthe, president of the Concordia University system, thank you for being my guest today on Faith and Family.
Well, thank you, and many blessings on your work.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
The American Institute of Architects gave an award to Planned Parenthood in Queens, New York. The new abortion mill was lauded for being bold, welcoming, and sophisticated. Just think about this for a minute. They gave a place that intentionally kills innocent preborn children an award for having a visually pleasing environment. Imagine if they had given a similar award to the Auschwitz death camp in Poland. They might admire the visual beauty of the cobblestone streets between the heatless winter barracks, marvel at the practicality of the electrified barbed wire fencing, or praise the efficient design of the guard towers to make sure nobody escaped with their lives. It's no different to give this award to Planned Parenthood than it would be to bestow it on Auschwitz.
For more information, visit our website at lifeissues.org and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
When disaster strikes, lives are turned upside down. Survivors often need food, clothing, shelter, and spiritual care as they begin to cope with tragedy and loss. As members of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, we show mercy and love to our communities because of the great grace and love that God has first shown to us. Find out more about Lutheran Early Response Team training in September in Brighton and Colorado Springs, Colorado. Email disaster at lcms.org. That's disaster at lcms.org. Registration ends September 5th.
Cross Defense, the apologetic show for inquiring minds of all ages. Cross Defense airs Mondays from 2 to 3 p.m. on air, online, on demand, right here on Worldwide KFUO.
Do you enjoy using good old snail mail? Writing a letter, a postcard, or using a typewriter to do the same? Why not send Worldwide KFUO your letter today? Our street address is Worldwide KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. And just a click away, 24 hours a day, you can find our contacts page at kfuo.org.
If you have a question about the LCMS, contact the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Church Information Center, and you'll be connected with a real person who can help you find the answer. Call 1-888-THE-LCMS or 1-888-843-5267 or email them infocenter@lcms.org. Helping you with your questions and finding you resources. The LCMS Church Information Center.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
To Faith and Family, I'm Andy Bates. So excited to share a unique program with you today from my alma mater, Concordia University Chicago, called Careers for Christ. It's unique to Concordia University Chicago and a great way for students and future students to learn about vocations in the church. So without further ado, introducing our guest for today, Steve Landgraf, the undergraduate admission counselor from Concordia University Chicago. Steve, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me on today.
Very glad to have some time with you today. And Deaconess Kristen Wasilek, Director of the Deaconess Programs at Concordia University Chicago. Deaconess Kristen, welcome.
It's great to be with you, Andy. Thank you.
Glad to have you back on Faith and Family. This is like the third or fourth time, I think, that we've gotten to talk with you on Faith and Family.
I believe so.
Thanks so much for being our guest today.
You're welcome.
Steve, tell us a little bit about life in admissions at undergrad admissions at Concordia University Chicago.
Well, I'm blessed to have the opportunity to work with students and families from quite a few different states across the country that are checking out Concordia University Chicago, and I get to travel quite a bit on behalf of my work here at Concordia and connect with students and families at their high schools and college fairs and even some visits to churches as well. So the main states that I visit are Missouri, Michigan, and Wisconsin, but we have quite a team that travels all over the country to connect with students.
And Deaconess Kristen, tell us a little bit about your work with the Deaconess programs.
Well, I teach the Deaconess courses and oversee field experience and internship, as well as have some administrative duties and recruitment and placement and overseeing the students and building community among the Deaconess students here on campus.
Steve, why is Careers for Christ Weekend an important part of what you do at Concordia University? Why is it important to you?
Well, our church work students are such an important priority here at Concordia Chicago. We obviously have quite a few different majors for students pursuing a number of different vocations, but obviously the church work students are a very special group for us here at Concordia Chicago. And we have five different church work majors that we offer here. We have our Lutheran Teacher Education Program, our DCE Program, Director of Parish Music, Pre-Seminary, and of course the Deaconess Program, which Deaconess Kristen works with, and we're the only Concordia to have that Deaconess Program at the undergraduate level. So we're really excited for all of those church work programs that we offer. And Careers for Christ provides a unique opportunity for students considering those vocations in church work to spend an entire weekend on campus learning about those opportunities and what it would be like to be a college student at Concordia Chicago.
Deaconess Kristen, you've been at Concordia University for a while and involved with Careers for Christ. Tell me a little bit about do you know any of the history of Careers for Christ, how this weekend program got started?
I don't know so much of the history. I think Steve will be the right person for that. What I see happening is that students, even if they're not really sure what kind of church work they want to get into, they come here and learn about each one of the vocations, get really excited about servant leadership in the church, and they have a chance to explore and test. And so many times they said, I had no idea this existed. I had no idea this was an option for me. So it's really neat to see them get excited and the enthusiasm that they have about serving the Lord gives all the rest of us just a shot in the arm, too.
Sure. Steve, what do you know about the history of Careers for Christ?
I wish I could tell you the exact year that the program started, but I know it's been going on for quite a while. I've talked to several of our alumni over the years who had participated in Careers for Christ, either as a prospective student or a current student. So it's been going on for quite a while, where we have this Careers for Christ experience every fall, where, again, students can spend an entire weekend on campus, and it's open to sophomores through seniors. We sometimes have a few transfer students who will check out the weekend, too, but in this format, it's been going on for quite a few years. Definitely predates me coming to Concordia Chicago, and again, it's such a great way for students who are feeling that nudge to pursue a church work vocation to really be able to nourish those gifts that they have and learn more about how they can serve the church specifically through one of our church work majors. And then also, again, to see what it's like to be a college student. I think that's one of the favorite experiences that students seem to have, is just enjoying what it's like to be a college student, because they get hosted by current students in the residence halls during the weekend.
Steve, can you paint a picture for me of what students can expect during this weekend of Careers for Christ at Concordia University Chicago?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it's a very immersive experience that they really get a taste of what it's like to be a college student. They get to check out some of the classroom experiences with professors. They get to make a lot of connections with church work professors. But our current students also lead prayer and praise. They lead devotions. We go to church on campus on Sunday morning. We have an outing where we go into the city and check out downtown Chicago and do some of the tourist things as well. And usually we have either a service project or maybe attend a football game if there's a football game on campus. It's a really tight schedule that weekend. So this year it actually is our homecoming football weekend. So we're going to check out some of the homecoming football game. And then we always bring in a keynote speaker who's been serving in the church for a few years to come and kind of speak to their experience of what it's been like being in a vocation of working for a church. We've had some wonderful pastors and DCEs and other educators come over the years to connect with our students, and we're really excited about our keynote speaker we have this year as well.
Who's that?
It's DCE Cassie Moore. She just recently wrote a book for Concordia Publishing House, and she serves as a DCE and school teacher in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Absolutely. We talked to her not too long ago at the National Youth Gathering. Yeah, well, wonderful. I'm glad that Cassie's lined up to come speak to all these potential future church work students. Tell me about the students who are involved, the current Concordia students who are involved in helping out with Careers for Christ weekend.
Yeah, they're such an integral part of the weekend because, again, they really want to get that sense of what it's like to be a college student at Concordia Chicago. So we really rely heavily on the leadership from our current students, and some of them are really key in setting up service projects and volunteers. We have two main student leaders who work with that, but we rely on quite a few current students to host in the dorms so they can spend the night in a residence hall with another current student. And then we also have some of them chaperone as we go downtown into downtown Chicago. As we take the train into the city, we have them chaperone as well. And then again, some of the current students will lead some of the devotions and prayer and praise and some of like icebreaker activities. So we really would not be able to do the program without the support of our current students. And it's really grown over my 5 years working here at Concordia Chicago, where we have so many current students, whether they attended Careers for Christ when they were in high school or not, who really look forward to the program and are really excited to showcase and kind of get to be involved in the recruiting of new students. So that's been really a neat blessing to see our current students get really excited about the program too.
Deaconess Kristen, tell me a little bit about the involvement of Deaconess students in the Careers for Christ weekend.
I'd be happy to. They also host some of our prospective students and participants in the weekend and enjoy it tremendously. They help me present about Deaconess ministry to the students and sit with them at lunch and make them feel welcome. We also run the day ahead of Careers for Christ. We host a day called Women of Mercy, and that will run Thursday night through right up to the beginning of Careers for Christ as sort of a partner venture. But we really want to uphold women in service and the mercy roles that all church workers have in caring for the body of Christ. So that will start on Thursday night, and our Deaconess students are an integral part of leading that Women of Mercy event.
Why is mercy at the heart of what church workers do? Why is that the heart of this vocation of church worker?
Well, because all of us are first recipients of God's mercy. We don't give something away that's like so special and unique. We're simply giving away the mercy and love of Christ that we receive in our baptism and anew every single day and moment of our life, and bring that mercy to bear in our different vocations as church workers.
Now, Steve, you mentioned the dates. Let's give those dates again so that we get those on the right part of the calendar this
time. Of course, yeah. So check-in for the regular Careers for Christ program is going to start on Friday evening, October 28th, and the program ends on Sunday morning, October 30th, after we attend worship on campus and have brunch on campus as well.
Very good. And so it's from Friday evening all the way through the weekend, and the really immersion in the campus life, the campus experience. Will they have a chance to meet professors from the programs?
Absolutely. We have some very intentional time for that on Saturday morning, where the students actually go to some different career sessions. They get to choose up to three different career sessions to check out for our five different church work programs. And then we also have lunch with the faculty that Saturday as well, and invite quite a few of the faculty to come to that lunch that they would connect with if they were a church work major here at Concordia Chicago.
Very good. So they'll meet faculty from the DCE program, the Director of Parish Music program, and Deaconess program, obviously. And what were the other programs?
Lutheran Teacher Education and Pre-Seminary.
Oh, very
those
good.
The five that we offer here at Concordia Chicago.
Lutheran Teacher Education and Pre-Seminary. Very good. So you'll have quite a few faculty there for those
Absolutely.
Programs. And just a great opportunity to learn about these potential future vocations for the students. What has been some of the feedback, Steve, that you've received from students who have attended in the past?
Well, it's definitely an event where we see a lot of students who attend Careers for Christ end up coming here as a student at Concordia Chicago. And since it's actually open to sophomores through seniors, we sometimes have students who attend several times. We have one student who's currently working in our office as a tour guide for us who attended Careers for Christ all 3 years he could when he was in high school. His church actually brings a small group almost every year. So we have some churches that bring a whole youth group to attend Careers for Christ, or maybe a Lutheran school that will bring a group. So I think the students really enjoy meeting people from all over the country, too. We have a lot of folks who come from out of state. Obviously, we'll always have folks from Illinois and some of the bordering states, but last year we had quite a few from Louisiana and students from Texas. We had students from New York, Virginia, Florida. So I think they really enjoy that, just connecting with other passionate Lutheran students who are also interested in church work from other high schools across the country. So that's a fun part of the experience. And then again, just that taste of being a college student and just being able to connect with other people who are having some of the same thoughts that they are. Some folks that have known they wanted to be a pastor or Lutheran school teacher their whole life, and some people who are really unsure. You know, maybe they felt that encouragement from their DC or their pastor, but they're still really unsure about where God's calling them. So it's a good time to just kind of get away and connect with other students in that same place and be encouraged by our current students and professors to know that God is there to guide them in whatever vocation might be best for them, whether it is serving directly in church work or maybe one of the other vocations that we offer here at CUC.
Deaconess Kristen, feedback from students who have attended Careers for Christ before that you've received that maybe potentially have become deaconess students.
Yes, well, we have one coming in this fall who learned about deaconess ministry at Careers for Christ. And it was so funny because after the presentation that I made, she just came and tears were in her eyes and she just couldn't stop hopping up and down. She's like, this is it. This is it. This is what I've wanted to do all my life. I just didn't know it had a name for it. And so that's the kind of thing that we see all over. So it's very exciting. We've had a number of deaconess students. It's a very, very strong contact point with inquiring high school and homeschool students.
What difference can students who come out of these church work programs, who complete these church work programs, what kind of difference can they make? We'll start with the deaconess, since we have Deaconess Kristen with us today.
Oh, well, I think what they learn here at CUC through contact with the faculty and fellow students, whether they be church worker students or others, of course, they receive a strong liberal arts education. They're able to talk intelligently about the things going on in the world. They're able to understand and identify with the parishioners and their congregations. They've developed some expertise that is an area complementary to church work. For instance, maybe they've taken a minor in not-for-profit church management or a minor in communications or psychology or something like that that really upholds their service. So they're able to go into our congregations and institutions of the church and bring a really strong liberal arts background. And we think that's a very important thing for them to be able to share when they go out into the church. They bring a strong understanding of servant leadership. All of our church work programs are very intent on inculcating that way of looking at their ministry, that they're, yes, leaders, but always servants, just as our Lord Jesus Christ. And we want to encourage them with a sense of humility, but also competence to be able to be strong leaders.
Is there collaboration among the church work programs, among the students? Is there interaction across the church work programs?
Most certainly it is. The second week of class, we have a gathering of all the church work students and church work professionals on campus. And we'll have some time together, we'll eat together, we'll worship and receive the Lord's body and blood together, just as a way to kick off that collaboration for the coming year ahead. All the church work program directors have a strong sense of collegiality and care for each other, and we model that for the students. So they're together in classes, they see each other all the time. Many of them live together here on campus, so that's something that we're
very, very encouraging of that collaboration and community.
Why is it important for church work students to see that collaboration and that collegiality among the church workers and faculty on campus?
Well, I think you're going to go out in the church and you're going to be serving in teams, whether that be teams of called workers or other leaders, paid or unpaid, and all the myriad of help and assistance in the ministry of the church that is given by lay people every single day. So we've got to have a team, collaborative, community, body of Christ mentality as we approach our service.
Steve, what are some of the ways that you see the church work students having opportunities to serve and learn while on campus, just beyond the classroom?
Well, we have a number of student-led campus ministries, and they break them down in different areas between the ministry here at Concordia and the ministry in Chicago and ministry to the world. So that's sort of how they're grouped together. So there are so many opportunities. Chicago is a great place for our young Lutheran students to get trained up both academically, but also to actually get out and use some of those skills they're learning in the classroom and put them into practice, as you said, in the community. And Chicago is a very diverse place. It's the third largest city in the country and is one of the most diverse cities in the United States. So to be able to share the gospel with people in all sorts of walks of life in Chicago, whether it's our homeless ministry or nursing home ministry, or even getting outside of the Chicago area to do a mission trip to Guatemala. Our students have a lot of opportunities. And even here on campus, we have a pretty diverse student body. And a lot of that has to do with our location, our proximity to Chicago. So our students not only get to get out into the community and into the world, but they're able to just share the gospel with their fellow classmates who maybe didn't have the same faith upbringing that they did, as they experience those conversations in the residence halls and in the classrooms. So I think the mission field here is amazing for our students at Concordia Chicago. And obviously the Concordia system has several wonderful campuses, but I think being close to Chicago, that brings a really diverse experience for our students.
Deaconess Kristen, anything to add about the opportunities for church work students at Concordia to learn and serve beyond the classroom?
Well, all of our church work programs have some sort of practical component to the education, some version of field work, time expected volunteering, internship. So all of those opportunities come as part of our programs, even apart from the wonderful opportunities Steve was just talking about.
How can we find out more about this event, the Careers for Christ weekend at Concordia University Chicago?
I would definitely direct folks to our website. It's cuchicago.edu/C4C. And that's just the letter C, the number 4, and the letter C. cuchicago.edu/C4C. That's going to have more information about the event and the schedule, and actually all of our registration is online now, so students can go online and register. There is a $70 charge to attend Careers for Christ. That covers all of the meals, transportation, lodging during the event, and of course you get your free Careers for Christ t-shirt. You know, that's a big important part. You need that t-shirt to remember the experience, of course.
Exactly.
So all that information is at our website, and students will have to send in a medical release form and their $70 check, but they can do the basic registration just online.
Very good. So as simple as doing that online, getting that information prepared in advance. Registration deadline.
Registration deadline is October 19th, and registration is already open now. We've already gotten several registrations, and if people do have any specific questions, all of my contact information is on the website, as well as Rosa Reiber. She's the other counselor who's in charge of this program, so folks can definitely call and email us, and especially if there's a church leader, a DC or layperson that might want to bring a group, we'd love to have those conversations too and help facilitate that as well.
Very good. Well, it sounds like a unique opportunity, certainly. We checked around, couldn't find it at anything similar at the other Concordias. If there is, we'd love to learn more about it at the other Concordia universities. Glad that Concordia University Chicago is doing this to help our high school students learn about these church work programs. And so very grateful for the information that you all have shared today. And again, the website, cuchicago.edu/C4C, correct?
That's correct.
Very good. Deaconess Kristen, what are you looking forward to most about this year's Careers for Christ?
Just meeting new people and finding out the journeys of the different prospective students that come in. The participants are just amazingly gifted, and looking forward to meeting them all and watching their enthusiasm and their love of Christ.
Steve, how about you? What are you looking forward to for this year's Careers for Christ?
Yeah, I would echo the same thing, just meeting the students, especially after the youth gatherings. We usually see an increased interest in the program, so that's always exciting to get a little bump from the youth gathering, and have already gotten a chance to obviously connect with some of the students, maybe because they've attended a previous Careers for Christ, or maybe that I met them at the youth gathering. But we're able to be just a little more intentional. You know, we have students visiting campus every day, and we do 6 large visit day programs throughout the year, but this, having them here the whole weekend, you get to know them a little bit more and get to hear a little bit more about their stories and kind of dig into their passions. And I really enjoy that part of the weekend. And obviously, it's fun to hang out with them in Chicago. We always have students who have never been to Chicago before. Maybe they've never seen snow or never seen the fall leaves. That was a lot of the students from Louisiana. They're like, we've never seen leaves like this before. So getting to expose students not only, obviously, to the opportunity to serve Christ in a vocation that maybe they didn't even know about, like the deaconess program, but then to also just share with them Chicago, which is a city that I love, and share with them what Concordia Chicago has to offer and what a great community we have here. That's a really unique experience to dig in a little more than just meeting them for a half an hour if they came for a regular, you know, campus visit. Get to know them just a little bit more.
And a t-shirt to commemorate the occasion, of course.
And I have several of the Careers for Christ t-shirts now, too.
Well, thank you both for your time and sharing with me about Careers for Christ. Steve Landgraf, undergraduate admission counselor at Concordia University Chicago, thanks so much for being my guest today.
Thank you very much.
Deaconess Kristen Wasilek with the Deaconess Programs at Concordia University, thanks so much for being my guest today.
Thank you very much, Andy.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.